Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And good Saturday morning to you. And on this Saturday, are you going to be doing any hunting? Well, you got some new choices as the dove and teal season's wrapped up. We've got some opening up, including the archery season opened up this week, as well as squirrel and rabbit opening up today for you small game hunters. Well, if you are going to be hunting, do it legally, please. Check all the regulations and don't be like the two guys who totally disregarded laws to become today's bad boy of the outdoor story. We'll tell you that coming up in a little bit. And we have had yet another pokey boat recreational fisherman confrontation. Brings up a question for the audience I'd like to throw out there. How far should a fisherman go to cease the activity of purse seining for menhaden? I'll tell you what two boats who were captured on video were caught doing this week. Also got some October fishing rodeos and a wildfowl festival coming up this month. And we'll preview this week's episode, continuing season number 15 of Bayou Wild TV. Have you ever hunted prairie chickens? Well, that's what I was doing this week. Wasn't doing very good at it, but we did have a whole lot of fun and hunting in some very unique habitat up in what they call the National Grasslands of South Dakota. What a wonderful place. Did make a little side trip, by the way, too, back to where the presidents are. The name's escaping me right now. Mount Rushmore. There it goes. Boy, it's early in the morning, huh? And I had been there once before and went back. And I got to tell you, it's a very special place and had a beautiful day to get there and observe it. Well, we're going to be heading into some fall fishing. And, of course, every week we've got live fishing reports coming your way. We'd also like to include your fishing report. I like to think we've got all you thousands who listen out there, you also are a source of information. If you had a decent fishing trip or a hunting trip, let us know about it and share the information with our fellow listeners. Also, how was your teal season? We wrapped it up, and I got very mixed reports. And if you don't mind, please text your personal reports along with your comments, your questions, and also the thought about how far should fishermen go to stop the activity of purse seining for menhaden. That text number is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. Comes in here real time to the studio. But please, we cannot take any photos on that email. If you want to send me some photos of your catches, do that on my website, which is dontheoutdoorsguy.com, and find the contact button, and I'll be happy to take a look at it. Love getting those photos in. All right, next week, we're going to have another special question, but then we're going to save this for next week and want to give you a little time to think about it and get your thoughts together, and we'll throw it out a little bit later on. Also got some bad news for you offshore fishermen, and that is in terms of our coastal marine forecast for today. But the winds right now, if you on the interior and you're planning on a hunting trip, I know squirrel hunting, wind is the worst thing you can have because it makes it difficult to spot them up in the trees, particularly when you got all the leaves still on the trees early in the season like it is. But there's a light north wind inland, but as you go further south, we got a small craft advisory going to be in pretty much the whole weekend. Offshore fishermen is pretty much out today. You're going to be looking at east winds 25 to 30 knots, 5 to 7 foot seas offshore. That's for today. Tomorrow, calm down just a little bit, 15 to 25 knots and 4 to 6 foot seas. On the interior lakes and bays, those east winds are still going to be pretty stiff, making it breezy for you fishermen out there, 12 to 22 knots. Tide range, average tide is about almost a foot, 0.9, and we had a little bit of a jump up on the Mississippi River this week. 4.1 is what it's showing on the New Orleans gauge. So there you go. Stage is set. We're going to start with our fishing reports as we do each week with Robbie Campo. He's down there at Shell Beach. We'll be back to talk to Robbie, get to your text messages, tell you about the bad boys, and throw out our question for you of the week. How far would you go? Would you go as far as two recreational fishermen did if you are opposed to menhaden fishing? We'll tell you what that's all about. Coming up right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. This morning, kind of a strange situation. There's some pretty nasty stuff out in the Gulf and extending on onto the coastal, lower coast areas. But north of I-12, I-10, even south of that, north of Highway 90, things are looking good. It's kind of like there's some kind of a system holding that bad weather down. But offshore, it's pretty nasty out there, especially when it comes to the winds. Got some mixed squalls in there. And down in Shell Beach, they're a little bit on the edge of it, probably just a little bit north of it. Let's find out what it looks like, because Robbie Campo is perched right down there at Campo's Marina. Hey, Robbie, good morning. What's the weather situation looking like there for you guys?
Well, Don, we have, I just looked at the buoy. Yesterday, the buoy was shut down due to the government shutdown, but today it's back up and running, so maybe they got their stuff straight. I'm not sure. But anyway, it's 22 knots this morning here at Shell Beach out of the east-northeast. I just looked at the radar. The rain is right on it, by the Long Rocks, between the island and the Long Rocks. I tell you, Don, no water on none of the highways coming in yet. The water is high. It's on the docks. We are hosting Valero's tournament, ninth annual fishing rodeo today. We have a bunch of captains going out. I don't see many fishermen turning in yet, but that, usually at this time of the year, we don't start seeing those guys until around the 6 o'clock hour. But I tell you, today you're definitely red fishing if you're fishing. You're going to have to stay back up in the interior marshes. You don't have to worry about getting stuck today because that's going to be out. The water's in the grass. It's, you don't have to worry about, hitting anything in the back of that stump lagoon. You could just about go anywhere you want today. Magnolia Lagoon, I tell you, Don, if I wouldn't even fish today if it was, but look, I fished Tuesday. I went with Captain Giacomo Tuesday. I fished behind Bayou Sioux back there, behind Blind Bayou, and we caught some reds back there. They weren't stacked up. But I tell you, Don, this just may make some things happen after this is over with these speckled trout. And the question I got asked this morning, well, is there still going to be trout on the outside when this is over with? Of course there's going to be trout on the outside still. You're still going to catch fish over in that, in that Bay Elwha area. You'll even catch them at the islands. You'll catch them at the Long Rocks. But this may help some of those transition trout, because it's blowing and it's high. The water's high and it's got a really good incoming tide. And, this just may help some of them transitioning trout make that push coming in. We did catch a couple the other day on Tuesday, and I can tell you that there are, outside fish because they're long and skinny, Don. They're anywhere from that 14 to that 17-inch fish. So, we haven't seen that trout around here all summer. So, yes, there are still plenty throwbacks in the inside here. But nevertheless, things are going to start happening here, and in the next couple of weeks, it's going to happen. It's bound to happen. I know it is, and I think we're just going to have a terrific fall.
Well, good luck to the people fishing in that Valero's tournament. You know, they got a lot of things committed. It's all set, so they got to go, you know, and it's going to be some high water. But, you know, Robbie, I think this is really the first saltwater surge, the tidal surge that we've had this whole summer season, and it's a natural occurrence. You know, that's why they have tropical storms and depressions, because it brings salty water in, it brings bait in, the fish follow it, and then the fish spawn and head back out again. It's part of the natural process. Next week is the St. Bernard Catholic Church rodeo going on down there?
Yes. We're hosting that one here. This will be the last rodeo of our of the fishing season for campers. You know, and we have many throughout the summer. You know, starting the spring throughout the summer. But next weekend will be it's called Fishing for Faith, and we have tickets here for it. You know, for that rodeo, I don't know how much they are exactly. My sister is more involved in that than I am. But if you come down here and you're interested, just go see Miss Kathy in the office, and she'll hook you up with whatever you got to get for the Fishing for Faith rodeo. Another thing, Don, this Thursday, October the 9th is the Ducks Unlimited St. Bernard Chapters Ducks Unlimited Banquet. If anyone wants to attend that, it'll be at the Valerie's complex. It's always a good time. You know, if you want to come out, come see me. I'm going to be there. So I'm on a St. Bernard chapter, so you could come out here and, you know, and if you never met me before and you want to meet me, well, come on out.
You'll be signing autographs, huh?
No, not signing autographs, but I'll be shaking hands like a politician, and I'm not one. So,
thank God.
So anyway, I'll be there. Yeah, right. No kidding.
One last thing, Robbie, before you go, is it's not too early to start reminding people about the Flounder closure. You know, that's going to be on Wednesday, October the 15th. Flounder's shut down. It's going to be a no-keep situation. So we got to remind people, don't want anybody getting in trouble.
Exactly. We got the notification from Wildlife Fisheries. I tell you, Don, you know, I think since they've been doing this, it has brought the flounders back. Flounder season, you know, they caught a bunch of flounders down in Venice this past, you know, which in this last month here, they did very well. September was good. And, you know, the first part of October here is also pretty good over there. But I do think that needs to be looked at again, and maybe take that off the table, because that's my opinion only. That's my opinion. I think, but you know, wildlife fisheries, usually when they set something in place, it stays there for a very long time. But I think that needs to be relooked at, because I don't believe we have a shortage of flounders anymore. I think our numbers are pretty good.
Yeah, and there's probably nobody sees more fish coming across the dock or talks to more fishermen about what they catch in southeast Louisiana than you do. You see an awful lot of them, and so your opinion is very, very valued. Now, the only thing is, I don't know if they're hamstrung by waiting until they have another stock assessment before they're allowed to do anything by law. I'm not sure about that. But, yeah, you talk to most people, and the flounders definitely have taken a little bit of a rebound. Whether it's enough yet to eliminate this fall closure, I don't know. But it's a critical 6 weeks because, man, that's when the flounder fishing is normally the best.
And it is, Don. And, people don't know what I saw during BP, and when they were spraying this Corexic out there, and how many fish were dead, and how many flounders were in it. It was staggering. You just can't imagine the miles of fish and tide lines that I ran and seeing what I, you know, what these eyes saw. It's unbelievable, man. And I thought we were going to be fishless in South Louisiana, but they have made a great comeback, and I think it was due to this closure, because this is the time of the year they spawn. So, I think it was a wonderful thing that they done, but I think it needs to be relooked at because they did make a real good comeback.
Absolutely. Thanks for the report, Robbie. As always, have a good week, and we'll check in with you next Saturday.
Yes, sir. Talk to you next Saturday. Bye-bye.
There he goes, Robbie Campo. Yeah, a lot of people believe it was that core exit, which was the dispersant. It did take a toll on Flounders because it covered the bottom. It was driving the oil down to the bottom. And of course, that's where Flounders make their living, is certainly on the bottom. And from inshore to offshore doing the spawn, and I also believe that core exit took a toll. But the Flounders are back, and that is good news. Hopefully we'll be able to lift this temporary closure that we see annually. All right, we come back after this. Going to tell you what went on with an encounter between two recreational fishing boats and a pogey boat. And your opinion on what, if anything, should be done in part of fishermen to try to put a stop to it or either further restrict it. We'll be back to do that right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Don't you know, a topic that comes up on the show very often is the menhaden or pogey boat industry. There was a battle last year going on. There was a study that was authorized and paid for by the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. It actually came from one of our fishing study conservation funds. And it showed that the menhaden industry, while it is taking an awful lot of fish, scientifically takes fish in numbers that does not adversely harm or impact the resource. And, I mean, that's the best science we've got. A lot of people disagree with that. They argue it. They see the dead fish. But according to the science, it is an industry that can coexist with recreational fishing. Now, there are some special regulations that some states don't allow it at all. In Louisiana, we have a half-mile closure along the whole coast, one-mile closure off Holly Beach in the southwest, and Grand Isle, it's 3 miles off. In the past, there have been noted violations of the boats coming in closer. I actually witnessed one. We got it on video. We happened to be shooting a TV show and caught it on camera. And people just have a really bad taste in their mouth about it. Well, one of our regular listeners, who will remain anonymous, sent me some video that was captured on a cell phone by the operators of one of those pokey boats near Empire, and it showed two recreational fishing boats basically harassing one of the boats, the net boats that go off from the ship, in an effort to disrupt their operation. Now, that probably could be considered a reckless operation of a boat, endangerment, maybe fishing harassment. There's a lot of laws that might cover. but to my way of thinking, that is not the way. If you don't believe in it and you want to put further regulations or even outlaw it, there's other steps to take, going through the legislatures, going through the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Commission. But to get in the way of the boats and cause a confrontation, which could lead to serious confrontation, is not the way I would do it or think it should be done. What do you think about that? Boats disrupting the operation of a pogey boat. Is it that serious? Are we at that point where it's so devastating and people are so frustrated that it's time to take matters into the recreational boaters' hands and get in the way of these boats? Let me know what you think. 504-260-1870 is our text message line, and got several texts coming in. Slim, on the way to work at Exxon in Baton Rouge, he loves the show, and he actually found out that Brandon and Nick, also Exxon employees, also listen to the show. You just never know who's listening. And Jimbo, got a lot of listeners over there at the plants because you can listen to the radio, can't watch TV while you work. All right, we're back with more of your texts, more fishing reports right after we pause 3 minutes on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Got some regular listeners texting in. Got Toby. His second favorite time of the year is here. Of course, behind turkeys. That's his favorite. He's in Angie, hoping an old buck slips up this morning. And we have the backstrap stacker. He's headed to the camp to do a little work. 11 days till bow season in Alabama. Well, bow season is underway in Louisiana. In fact, some areas it's been open for a couple of weeks. Someone also texting in says we have the statewide handicapped hunter deer hunting weekend is this weekend on private land. So good luck to all those participating in that. Our friend Wingbone, who makes the turkey Wingbone calls, he's checking in and says he hopes I saw the video that David Hubble made. And as a matter of fact, I did. And boy, what an excellent piece of work David did on that. And David's listening, I'm sure. If he would let me know what is the easiest and the best way for people to find that video, it's a great way to showcase a culture and actually, I guess it's a talent that Wingbone has for making those turkey calls. All right, here's one. Says they saw the oil spill on Tangipahoa River. Of course, that's from the explosion and fire at Smitty's. He says it's worse than the public knows. That's the river rat. I heard the other day, I was checking into it, and they're supposed to be doing some more sampling and studies and release a further report at the end of this month. Up to this point, there's really not been a lot of information about the dangers, but some of the video I've seen just really looks horrible, and I'm sure it's going to plague that river system for several years before it actually returns to normal. It might even have some longer-lasting residual effects. All right, we got to pause a quick 10 seconds, and we're back with some more of your text messages right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. We're back after our local stations tell you who they are and where they are. I was asking about teal hunts. How was your teal season? Was it successful or not? Justin the Duck Guy checking in. He says he shot limits on both Saturdays, but couldn't buy a bird on both Sundays. Don't get it. Well, let me tell you, Justin, from somebody who doesn't get the hunt opening Saturdays, I can tell you it's about pressure. A lot of times there's a lot of hunting that goes on the Saturdays, and it runs the birds off, particularly on areas that are smaller and have a lot of blinds on them. And what will happen is the ducks get run out. Then the weekdays go by, and the ducks return, so Saturday is a pretty good hunt. But again, the pressure and the shooting drives them out of that area to another, leaving the Sunday hunter wondering, where are the ducks? I've seen it, been going on for years. You're definitely better off hunting Saturday, or during the week if you can do it, Justin. You know that. All right, Butch, our bridge tender, in St. Bernard Parish says he just left Miro Tackle Box, which is one of the popular fishing stops down there for fuel and bait and tackle. Zero boats fueling up. Normally they have five or six boats waiting. Well, that's got to do with the weather forecast. The lower coast is really going to get beat up today, but the further you move inland, should be okay. And speaking of weather concerns inside, the Frog Law is checking in, says a beautiful day in Cocodrie. That's where they're having the Bayou Coast Kayak Championship. And could be some rough conditions if that system moves a little bit further north than where it is, but hopefully they'll get that one in. They have a good time. Got a paddler's report with Eric Mahabarak coming up a little bit later on, and he'll fill us in some more. All right, here we got our Ohio listener checking in. Got about 500 squirrels in the yard, if anyone wants to count. In the town I live in, people feed squirrels like songbirds. It's crazy, but they're fun to watch. Let's see. We've got this one coming in. On the pokey boat issue. Okay, it says, you didn't get the whole story. As has happened many times, there were several charter boats fishing the area for hours before the pokey boats moved in on them and ruined their fishing. Excuse me. What gives pokey boats the right to come in on recreational charter fishermen and ruin their fishing? Why don't they get a ticket? Well, I don't know if a normal commercial fishing operation could be construed as fishing harassment. We do have laws against harassing hunters and fishermen, but if one boat is fishing in one fashion for one industry and another's fishing in another, who's really upsetting who's fishing? You know, I guess they could make the same argument, but I know one thing. Maybe there needs to be some regulations about boats' distances approaching each other. I don't know, but I know before it gets really serious out there, there's a lot of confrontations going on with these pokey boats, the big industries, with the ships and the net boats that run out. By the way, the video that I saw, there was also a shot of the radar, and it showed the fish, the legal line, and that the boat was within the legal half-mile limit, but it certainly looked like the video was shot closer. So I don't know if the net boat was inside the half mile and the ship was outside the half mile. No way I could tell from the video, but it certainly did look close to the shore. All right, here's one that says, the sport fishing boats have to realize that is a commercial fishing vessel. They are operating under proper laws and regulations, and that is a way for them to make a living. It does not end well in the eyes of the law when someone's messing with someone's living. And, of course, the recreationals have the same argument. Just heard from one said that the charter boats were fishing, making their living, and then the pokey boats started dropping the nets and encircling the nets in the area where they were fishing. So it's a confrontation, and everybody's got to live together. But running in round circles and cutting off boats, that's not the way to get it done. It needs to get it done in the courts and the commission. All right, here's one. A big wedding day. Possum is getting all dolled up for her wedding, and the bachelor party's going on a squirrel hunt. We'll send pictures. Great. That's a great way to celebrate your wedding, is the bachelor party, anyways, on a squirrel hunt. Hopefully Possum will celebrate her wedding night in a different fashion than squirrel hunting. But she's an avid hunter, duck hunter, and gets out there with the guys and gets it done. All right, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to head out west, southwest. The weather's a little better over there. We're going to talk to our friend Captain Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun, get a fishing report for you there right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we take a little time to speak with Captain Kirk. That's Captain Kirk Stansel at Hackberry Rod and Gun. Good morning, Kirk. Man, I'm looking at the radar, and you guys seem to be blessed, at least on the western side of the state. The eastern side, the lower coast and the Gulf, is pretty messed up. There's a lot of storms out there and some very high winds. But it looks clear by you. Are you getting that stiff wind, though?
Yeah, we got a pretty stiff wind this morning. I'm going to say it's running about 12 to 15 knots right now. So it blew like not quite as hard yesterday, but it blew pretty good, and that kind of hampered the fishing.
Yeah, so how's it been?
You know, day before yesterday, which would have been Thursday, we had a real good day. Dead calm all day and had some really nice trout caught. You know, better than it's been. You know, September's been a terrible month for us. It really was. It was horrible. But it's starting to pick up. We've had that little front came through. We've had some low tides help push some bait out of the marsh. So things are picking up. Even actually starting to get in the marsh and catch more redfish. But the trout hadn't really ganged up good. It's been hit and miss. A lot of small trout, a lot of 12 and a half to 13 inch trout.
Small trout, yeah. Well, that's kind of been the plague for this year, but hopefully that will change. Redfish are active. You know, we got that flounder closure coming up on October the 15th. People need to be aware of that, and that is a shame because you guys have got a great flounder hole down there, and that's the prime time of the year for catching flounders is in that fall.
Oh, no doubt about it. You just, when they start leaving to go out in the Gulf, and you just get along that the ship channel down there around Cameron, different spots, and you can work them over, but the 15th of October until November 30th, it's closed, and that's prime time.
Well, good thing is there's other fish to catch out there. Kirk,
that's
if
right.
You would recap your teal season over the 9 days. Boy, it came and went so fast, didn't it?
It did. You know, we've had 16 days for so long, it just, boom, you blinked and it was over. But, our opening day overall was good, not great. Good. And all the birds were shot late morning. It was after they shot them out of the rice fields and stuff, and we got them. Sunday was just okay. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday was terrible. I mean, one, two birds a blind. And then that front hit Wednesday night, and we did good Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then it tapered off Sunday, the last day.
Yeah, well, the good news is I would imagine the ponds are in really good shape. I mean, I'm not saying it's over till it's over, but looks like we escaped this summer season without any tropical storms, any depressions, and God forbid hurricanes. So the submerged aquatic vegetation in those brackish marshes should really be prime for if we get a good fall flight.
Don, the marshes are the best I've seen it since way before Hurricane Laura. It's probably been 10 years I've seen the marshes down here. Area-wide is pretty as they are right now.
That is fantastic. So how are your bookings look? Do you have openings for people who don't necessarily have their own lease or they don't want to hunt public land and go through the all expense of decoys and surface drive engines and all the stuff that goes with that, and they maybe might make a couple of hunts a season? What's it look like on your schedule?
We've had some openings. The first week up through Thanksgiving, we're just about booked up. But we might have a blind here or there open. But we have openings the second season, the tail end of the first season, and then the second season we still have openings.
Yep, and the good news is, man, the fall fishing is good too. So you make those
blast
and cast trips. Those are wonderful.
That's right. No, November fishing is about as good as it gets.
Mm-hmm. Any tendencies in technique to be changed? I mean, we're pretty much into the transition, maybe the latter stages of it. Anything you guys are doing different now that you could give some advice and tips for people that are going to be fishing in the marsh?
In the marsh, if you're going for the redfish in the marsh, if you don't have live bait, use a gulp shrimp. I like the pearl with chartreuse tail on an 1/8 ounce jig head under a popping cork, about 18 inches. That is a real good tip for redfish in the marsh. And right now, let me tell you, that marker 54 has been really doing well for catching trout.
That bait has been, I would say, probably the new bait of the last couple of years. It's really come on strong in every area that tries it. It's been successful, depending
That's
on
right.
whether it's in the interior, outside, under birds, in the marsh. It just really is an effective bait. Marker 54. You got a good supply of them, I would think.
Oh, yes, sir. You know that. It's a good, tough bait. I mean, you can catch, 20, 30 fish on one bait. I mean, it's a really tough bait. And it works good. You can tight line it, or you can fish it under a cork.
Absolutely. What's your favorite topwater bait?
My favorite, Skitterwalk right now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it used to be a Super Spook. It used to be my favorite topwater bait. And before that, the old Top Dog was my favorite bait. But right now, I seem to be doing better on Skitterwalk.
Well, I like all of those. Any fish that hits a topwater bait's my favorite bait, I can tell you that.
You got that right.
Kirk, give us your contact info if people want to check out on availability for fishing and or hunting.
Okay, our phone number is 337-762-3391. web is hackberryrodandgunstuffman.com.
And where can they find that doc camera where you get
it's
shots
on our
of what's
website.
Coming?
Yeah, it's on our website. Go to our website, and I mean, you can see what the guys are bringing in every day.
Doesn't get any fresher reports than that.
That's right.
Kirk, thanks a bunch. We appreciate it. Hope to
All
see
right.
you soon.
Good
Take care.
To you, Don. You have a great show, and keep it up.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun. All right, we come back after this. We're going to check out what's happening down in Grand Isle, and they seem to be getting a little bit of that nasty weather we were talking about. We'll check in with Captain Darryl Carpenter, RealScreamers.com. We'll find him next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, it's time to check in with Captain Darryl Carpenter, RealScreamers.com. And, Darryl, I'm looking at the map, and, man, it looks like Grand Isle's experiencing some of that high wind and possibly some squally-type weather. What's it going to be like to the weekend?
It ain't fit for man or beast there, Don. it's a good time to do the maintenance and well, like, take it like I'm doing right now. I'm re-seasoning some black iron. So, you know, good time to brush up on cleaning the reels and that type of stuff, and just know that, you know, in this part of the country, it's probably going to be Tuesday before you do anything, you know, with any kind of purpose to it. But now when you do show up Tuesday, of course, this big flood tide is going to change a little bit. But come Tuesday, you will probably find what has been seen all this past week. The fish have moved. We really have fish everywhere. They're just more concentrated now up in the marsh. The fish are well into their transition now. Those areas up north, you know, further up north, the Hackberry Bays, those type areas, you know, maybe halfway, not quite halfway between us and Lafitte, those fish are starting to show up on those oyster reefs. And the good thing is it looks like a lot of larger fish have shown up. And it looks like they're fattening up for winter. They're hitting a variety of baits. They're hitting the croakers are about out because they're so large right now. But the minnows, the plastic, the shrimp, they're hitting all that stuff. If you've got pogies, we're still cast netting a few pogies that are about the 2-inch range. If you got pogies, that's real good. In fact, one of the captains that purposely cut open every stomach he had the other day, and every one of those fish were full of pogies. So they're fattening up. They're fattening up good for the wintertime, and they're kind of congregating on those interior reefs. So the transition's well underway. It's mostly speckled trout. We are catching some redfish, still a lot of undersized redfish. Seems to be very few in the slot, but there's a lot of big ones. There's a lot of just undersized with the new size limit. So, you know, hopes for a good year next year. And it's been because people are going and getting away from the croakers and using a lot more shrimp, there's been a lot of black drum mixed in with it when you can find a deeper hole. So it's been pretty good. White trout are, I mean, if you come, be ready to cook fish that afternoon, because if you sit down on the right little deep hole, you're going to fill the box full of white trout.
Darryl, what's your favorite way to fish white trout? What type of bait you use?
I mean, Don, the minnows are okay if you need live bait, if the water's muddy or they're being a little finicky. But other than that, it's plastic. And look, you know, we make our own. I don't really buy the old shad rigs. But if you get into them where they're really thick and they're really aggressive, because white trout are known to be pretty daggum aggressive, just rig you up a double rig, a couple of sparkle beetles. This is a good time to, if, you know, we all preach the matrix shad, the down south lures and that type of stuff, but this is a good time to fall back to the good old H&H sparkle beetle, because they sure do love to eat those things.
And you want something durable, because you're going through an awful lot of fish and an awful lot of bites. You know, it's not that infrequent where you get a good white trout bite going. You don't even need to put a bait on there. They'll hit the hook.
Yeah, they can. You know, a lot of that depends on water clarity. And, like, you know, the last couple of days we've had very little sunshine, so that hook doesn't glisten very well. So, but, yeah, you get you some clean water with the sunshine, and the way that hook will flash a little flash as you jerk it. Yeah, a lot of times they will hit an empty hook.
Darryl, I know it's been tough in a lot of places, including yours, to find slot-sized redfish, but you mentioned black drum. Have you seen any difference in the size on the black drum, or has it still remained consistent on the size of drum?
Well, Don, we see a lot of big bull drum. you know, the oversized ones, the ones that, you know, mostly they're going to be full of worms. So we don't often keep a whole lot of black drum. But there's a few little holes. If you pay attention to your depth finders, you're running around that marsh and you find that hole that's 13 feet deep or something like that, and you're probably going to find, you know, if you're looking at your sounder, you're probably going to find a lot of commotion, a lot of noise on your sounder. Don't hesitate to check that out, because when you hit the right hole that's full of those 16, 18-inch drum, and it is literally that, they school this time of the year. It's going to be, if it's 16, 18-inch drum, it's going to be full of them.
There may be no species that's goes from excellent to terrible than a black drum going yeah. by size. A 16, 17-inch puppy drum is excellent, delicious, sweeter than a redfish. But, man, you get into the bulls, ugh, nasty
yep.
stuff. Yep. That's the ones you want to release. Practice your best catch yep. and release on those guys. Darryl, real quick, realscreamers.com is the website. Give us a phone number.
225-937-6288.
All right. We'll check in with you next week, Captain.
Thank you, Don.
All righty. See you then. That's Captain Darryl Carpenter. All right. We come back after the top of the hour break. Mike Gallo joins us. We also got a paddler's report with Captain Eric. And our plastic man, Ryan Lambert, joins us. Also, get back to your text messages at 504-260-1870. And everybody's favorite, the bad boys of the outdoors, all in hour number two of the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And welcome into hour number two. I know a lot of you had planned to go fishing, but looking at that small craft advisory, the eastern part of the state and the lower coastal area in particular getting hard hit with some high winds. Going to be a lot of high water up too. We're kind of getting a little bit of a storm surge from that. And even way out west where we talked to Captain Kirk, they're experiencing the winds and some higher tides. But for the most part, if you're going hunting, you got pretty much a good weekend to get out there and do some archery hunting with the bow or go after the small game. The rabbit and squirrel seasons are open. All right, we got some text to catch you up on, and David Hubble checked in with us. He was listening, and he heard us talking about the Wingbone Turkey Call Maker video. Easiest way to find it, go to the David Hubble YouTube channel. Yeah, if you know how to use YouTube, go to it. David Hubble, it's H-U-B-B-E-L-L, two B's and two L's, and check it out. It's titled Ed Miller, Keeper of the Wingbone Turkey Call. It's a wonderful little production, and I will be getting that link up on my website if you didn't get a chance to get that, and you'll be able to check it out there next week. All right, here's some more text messages coming in. This is from Elliot. It says, the Frank Davis Wharf under the Seabrook Bridge was never repaired. The cement crosswalk between the two beam sections under the bridge was pushed in the lake during one of the hurricanes from high and heavy flowing water. Were plans ever generated to replace the crosswalk and rail back to its original position? Let me tell you, Elliot, I got worn out contacting the city administration of New Orleans, talking about when the parking lot and when the dock and everything else would be repaired. The lights, as far as I know, have never been repaired again. no response, and of course that's all the reflection on the current administration of the city of New Orleans. They are in charge of that particular spot, and what a shame it is. That is a prime fishing area for people with either very small boats or no boats at all can fish from that pier and really catch some nice fish. And it's a shame that they've let it go like that. But I just threw my hands up. I don't know of anything else I can do. You can keep hammering the city about it, but I guess they've got more important or more serious things that they are concerned with than that. All right, we're hearing from Martha Spencer, co-host of the Bayou Wild TV show. She got a new boat, got a 24-foot Skeeter. And our first trip was supposed to be tomorrow, but, yeah, this weather's got that one canceled. But should have a lot of good weather coming up in the next few weeks, and you can check her out. She's down there at Cajun Fishing Adventures with our buddy Ryan Lambert, and got a brand-new 24 Skeeter boat you might want to help her break in. All right, we got this one. Says, unfortunately, the pogie industry, as they have always, thinks they can do what they want. They have large commercial vessels along with several spotter planes working with them. When they move in on recreational charter fishermen, it can ruin that fisherman's day. I can promise you that recreational charter fishermen do not want to fish by pogie boat activities because you can't catch a damn thing after they've worked an area. It's been outlawed almost everywhere, and nowhere can they do it like they do in our state waters. It needs to change. Yeah, perhaps an answer, move them out further. Maybe a half mile is not enough. They can catch pogies further out, but the closer in they come, the more efficient it is. But again, to coexist with the recreational fishermen and do less harm to the environment, because they do, when they get in real shallow water, they do damage to our coastal restoration projects. I've seen that personally. And there's a much larger bycatch, so perhaps that's an answer. The story is not going to end anytime soon. It will continue to go on. All right, let's see. We got some more. Jason and the crew is Corey's Barbershop checking in on a beautiful Saturday morning. We got the Steel Man. He's taking it easy in Covington today. The Gaydon crew did well with the teal last Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday were slow. On the upside, Snow Boots, that's a new one, stepped in for J-Bull on the ball and delivered some mighty fine easy peel shrimp. Happy hunting. All right, you want to get a text message into us? It's 504-260-1870. Questions, comments, reports. Love to hear from you each and every Saturday morning. Someone else we love to hear from every Saturday morning is our guy who was born on the bayou, Captain Mike Gallo. He's next with a fishing report on Lakes Pontchartrain, Lake Bourne, Lake Catherine, the Mr. Go, and North Biloxi Marsh. He's got a boat and he travels. Back to tell you about it right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Born on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo is brought to you by CETO. You know, we use some euphemism with CETO. They're like having AAA on the water. Don't leave home without them. And man, nothing could be further from the truth. They offer you free towing, fuel delivery, jump start for electrical problem, dock-to-dock towing, and it's on any boat that you own, rent, or even borrow. You can't beat that. It's $249. That's a whole year's coverage, and it's renewable after that. The big yellow boats, you probably see them out there all the time, and they do great work. Call Captain Chris. He will sign you up in a heartbeat at 504-301-4545. Or if you like to do it online, cto.com. Nothing easier than that. Captain Mike joins us now. And, Captain Mike, man, is that weather encroaching on your fishing plans for today? It looks like it's hanging down along the lower coast. Could be borderline.
Well, it's not so much the rain that kept us from going out today as the wind.
Yeah.
We decided to reschedule because the wind started yesterday around noon, and the forecast is for it to continue through tomorrow. I had customers coming all the way from California, so we just decided to reschedule.
California? How'd they find out about you?
They are part of that group from Sara Lee Bread Corporation. You and I fished with
one
of those guys many years ago, Dennis. Yep.
Okay.
So that's all part of that group. They've been coming for many years.
Yeah, that's a long way to come for a disappointment, so better be safe than sorry on that one. Well, are you getting any rising tide down there at Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge? What's the water level look like in the canal down there?
The water has been high. I went by yesterday afternoon, and it was almost to the bottom of the dock. I obviously did not go over that way this morning. So it was up high, and I don't expect that it has changed much at all.
Well, the good news is it could bring in some good, clean, salty water and bring in some bait and get that inside fish, give it a little bit of a shot in an arm. You know, Mike, something we have talked about, you and I and Captain Dudley and Hill Wagner and all that, World Series trout. And they got that name because, you know, normally the first week in October, back a few years ago, before we got so many teams and an expanded Major League Baseball playoff system, the World Series was played during that time of the year. And that's when the big trout would show up at the Pontchartrain bridges, the Trestle, Highway 11, I-10 bridges. Any of that going on yet?
I've seen one 18-inch trout caught so far this fall, or maybe I should say in the last 2 weeks. So it's a slow process, Don. We'd love for those trout to stop spawning 30 miles away and be here in 3-4 days. But it's really more like 3 or 4 weeks It's just a slow process until they get here. It's encouraging when we did see an 18-inch trout caught. Personally, I caught some trout in the 15 to 16-inch range during the week. I don't know if I mentioned it last week, but I pull up to a spot right in the Wrigley's, got a hard shell bottom, get anchored up, get our drop shot and live shrimp out on the bottom. And the first three fish we catch are trout that are 12 and a half inches long, but two of them are males. They're grunting. I can hear those grunting. So I know a female that's the same exact age as that male is going to be legal. So we ended up staying right there and catching a good mess of fish. So it's kind of about reading your keys or recognizing, knowing the fish biology, and that certainly helped. Most of the time I would have sat there 15 minutes, caught three of them that were too small and left. But this time of year where you know they're coming in, and I caught three, you know, those male trout that were grunting were a little over a year old, and I know if we just got a female, that she'd be a keeper. So it worked out to our advantage, and we duplicated that twice during this week. Of course, this weather showed up, and we decided to stay on land where it was safe.
Yep. Well, maybe those speckled trout found out that the World Series is played later, so they're delaying their entry in the Lake Pontchartrain. Maybe we'll be seeing some bigger and better fish in the next few weeks. Mike, for somebody that's it's their day to fish today or tomorrow, despite the winds and the high tide situation it's going to be in, if you had to fish today, where would you go and how would you fish?
Well, I'd probably head to either the Pearl River area, fish the Pearl River. Wrigley's Pass is going to have some protected water. If I were closer to Lake Pontchartrain, the northern shoreline of Lake Pontchartrain is going to be protected, and you want to fish by grass beds. There's a lot of shrimp in Lake Pontchartrain, and those shrimp will try to get away from fish by hiding in those grass beds. And of course, those trout will patrol up and down the edge of those grass beds waiting for a shrimp or a minnow to make a mistake. And then they get an easy meal. That water will be nice and clean. So there's possibilities to get out today. You'll also come across redfish cruising those grass beds. So that's where I would be, anywhere from Goose Point all the way down towards Car Drive. Or if I decided to go by the Pearl River, a lot of protected water in the Pearl system. Either way I'd go, I would try. In the Pearl, I'd be fishing the bottom, live shrimp with a drop shot, or if I was by the grass beds in Lake Pontchartrain, I may try a popping cork that'll make a lot of noise and the fish could find me.
Well, I think the lake's got a lot of promise for this fall and winter, because I can't remember in recent times a better shrimp. I've been getting so many good reports of a lot of shrimp in Lake Pontchartrain. Big shrimp, plentiful shrimp, and of course the fish follow. Mike, somebody wants to get you, and while you got a little bit of a break today, check your schedule maybe for some fall fishing if they got that on their mind and they want to hook up with you. They can find you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Why don't you give them your site and your phone number?
Very simple. You can find me at AAofLA.com, social media at Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the old reliable telephone, 985-781-7811.
And next week, they got from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they got the Venetian Isles Fishing Rodeo, a longtime rodeo, and they're going to be at Chef Harbor Marina this year out on Chef Highway.
Right, that's a good location where you'll have plenty of access to Lake Pontchartrain, Lake Bourne, down by the wall. If there's good conditions, you could cut across Lake Bourne to the Biloxi Marsh. So that's a good centrally located area as well.
Yep, 3-age division, 9 and under, 10 to 15, and 16 and up. It's a great family event, and you can find out more at Chef Harbor Marina or call Dean Marullo, 504-909-9487. Mike, thanks for the report. As always, we'll check in with you next week.
All righty, Don. We'll talk to you then.
And there he goes, our Born on the Bayou guy, Captain Mike Gallo. We call him the forensic fisherman, always studying and figuring and calculating. And when we come back after this, we'll talk to Captain Eric, also known as Raccoon Feet. Get a paddler's report for you. How's the BC KFC Championship going to go on? It's down there in Cocoa Dree. It could be some tough conditions. We'll talk to Eric right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And it's especially for those of you fishermen who like to push, pull, pedal, or paddle your boat.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Folks, we call it the Paddler's Report. Captain Eric Mohabarak joins us now. And Eric, BC KFC Championship this weekend. I probably could have picked a better weather weekend, but hey, so everybody's got to deal with the same weather at Coco Marina. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't do it, not with the wind I'm looking at right now, you know, but that's me. They're going to find some tucked in places at a marsh as usual, same old thing. And with the trolling motors now, you know, you don't have as much physical stuff on you at all anymore. So it's most probably a little bit easier on people.
Yeah, something that is not going to be as badly affected by the weather is that New Orleans Fly Fish's Rio Grande Tournament. Where they want to try to get rid of those invasive cichlids is what they're called. They're kind of taking over the City Park lagoons in New Orleans, and they're hoping people can get them out of there. And this is an effort to take as many out as possible. What do you know about fishing for those guys?
Yeah, Don, really, that's an easy fish for anybody to catch. I mean, like a stick with a string on it and some bread, you can catch the same thing like a perch, you know, the sunfish, but they're very aggressive, you know, and it's fun. And the guys, they get pretty big. I mean, as big as my hand, about a pound or so. I've seen them, but a very easy fish to catch. And look, this tournament just isn't conducted in City Park. This is a citywide tournament where they hit the canals and West Bank and Chalmette, and because these fish are everywhere. It's not just in City Park, you know. They're running rampant, so you know it's going to help out a lot too. And I wonder also if they'll pick up on some tilapia in them canals along Tanner and stuff like that, because I know that that they've been catching a few tilapia over in that way too also.
Yeah, they're a little harder to get to bite because they're pretty much almost a vegetarian fish. But they do bite, and that cichlid, they definitely bite. That's a confidence builder. If you've never caught a fish on a fly rod and you want to catch one, put a popping bug on a fly rod and throw it out there where they got cichlids, and you're going to get bit. Tell me about Superfan Report. What is that all about?
Oh, well, you know, our buddy the Weave, he was over there fishing where we filmed the TV show at. And a gentleman pulled up to him, and he screamed out, "Are you the Weave?" And and of course, Chris is like, "Yeah, that's me." And the guy came over. He had a little white Boston whale. His name's Chuck. He said he listens to us every weekend. He enjoys he even took his kayak over the first time to try and catch some fish. And he got with Chris, and he put up he got him on a limit of flounder over there right where we were at. Same, there ain't no secret to that spot, Don. You know where it's at.
Yeah.
And the guy was ecstatic, and he just wanted to say, you know, how much he listened to us and enjoyed the show, and what a great thing to hear, though, huh, Don?
Yeah, that is wonderful. And, you know, the Weave is a great guy, willing to share his knowledge and talent with everybody. Did you see the size of those croakers he caught? That was amazing.
Yes,
I haven't seen croakers like that in years.
Yes, I did. Those were some nice croakers, wasn't they? Also, you know, not to change stuff, but the report I seen from Hopedale, that's why I put it in the report this morning, was on the dam they catch them nice croakers.
Yeah, well, that's always a good spot to fish, is that dam stretched across the Mr. Go down there. Beaches along Mississippi. Of course, it's not a far catch to get to the flounders. They're hanging really tight. But a little bit further out, what can you catch out there?
Well, just like the day we went, when I took off and caught that jack, the schools of bulls and jacks are piled up again out there, which is fun. All you got to do is ride along the beach and look and see where they're busting up. Drop the kayak in, go throw a spoon or a big jig in, and guarantee you'll hook up more than likely. You know?
Yeah, we got to do that trip again before those flounders leave.
Yeah, man, let's set that up. I'm looking forward to that, actually. You know, that's a good little trip. It's easy, and, you know, we can get it done quick.
Also, for paddlers on the North Shore, you got a report for Causeway fishing action?
Yeah, a buddy of mine went over to Causeway when you can with the wind, you know. That's always a big thing with the lake. But he caught, you know, using bait on the bottom, caught some drumfish and freshwater catfish, some nice stuff, you know, just table food. And spent a little afternoon under the bridges right there and caught a good little pile of fish.
Very good. Eric, if somebody wants to go with you to some of these places you talk about, you're one of the few kayak charter captains out there. Tell them how to reach you.
Yeah, either your website, Don Dubuque, the Outdoors Guy, or, you know, just the Facebook or Instagram, the Louisiana Kayak Company. Just message me or text me or call me, 504-313-8292.
Louisiana Kayak Company, and they need nothing. You have everything. Kayak, paddles.
Oh, they need a fishing license,
a
drink and a sandwich. I got everything else.
And you got the rods and reels. All right. Always good talking to you.
If they want to keep the fish and ice chest to bring it home, and they leave that in the car. But you're right, Don. Definitely easy.
Very good. Thanks again, Eric. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll see you, man. Bye.
All right, there he goes. And I want to remind you, those reports with Captain Eric and our other staff of Pedaling and Paddling Reporters is brought to you by No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie, Fly Shop Gear, Fishing Tackle, Sharp-Looking Apparel, Paddle Sports Equipment, Kayaks, even have classes on how to tie flies and how to fish with a fly rod. They open up at 10 a.m. They'll be there today. Stop by and see Justin. No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie, and a couple of bad boys are next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, our bad boy story starts off on September 24th, not long ago. It was during our special early teal season when Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents Lieutenant Thomas Wolf, Sergeant Salvador Mangano, Sergeant Brett Neighbors, and Agent Jimmy Daniel were on patrol in the Bayou Sauvage National Wildlife Refuge when they observed two 18-year-olds hunting waterfowl within a closed area on the refuge. When the agents made contact with the subjects, they found they were in violation of several other regulations, including hunting over a baited area, no possession of non-resident basic and state waterfowl licenses, and federal duck stamps. That one of the subjects was also using an unplugged shotgun. facing $4,130 in combined total maximum fines are 18-year-olds Cameron Bertinier of Metairie and Brennan Collins of Mississippi, our bad boys of the outdoors. You may be wondering why that fine is so heavy. Well, waterfowl violations are subject to both state and federal fines, which, as in the case of this one, can be pretty stiff. Surprisingly, though, the fine for hunting in a closed area of a national wildlife refuge, what would you guess it would be? Hunting in a closed area where no hunting's allowed, it's a national wildlife refuge. $230. I tell you what, that could be cheaper than hiring a professionally chartered hunt. That's too low. That needs to be upped. Well, our boys have enough to pay off for their violations. I'll tell you, 218 just don't care about nothing. No license, no stamps, illegal guns, over baited area, closed area. Can't do it much more illegal than that. And by the way, you know, something I don't mention enough is the Operation Game Thief program. There is a program in Louisiana whereby if you witness or have information about an illegal hunting, fishing, wildlife-related offense, and you report that, you can get rewards of up to $1,000. And the best part about it is you remain completely anonymous. We say, well, how do they do that? Can't they trace phone numbers and calls and that type of thing? They have a 24-hour hotline. And you call that number at 800-442-2511. You give them the information as best you can, the who, the where, the what, the how many. And if the information provided leads to an arrest or even just the issuance of a ticket, they don't have to be convicted, you could receive a reward, depending on the violation and the seriousness and the level, $1,000. And this past year, 15 cases got public tips. And you hear a lot of these stories I tell you about each and every Saturday. That's how they were generated. They started with a phone call from someone in the public. Because you got to realize, we have very limited conservation offices, enforcement agents out there in the field, given the vast expanse of woodlands and marshes and waters. There's so many hundreds of thousands of miles to cover. There's thousands of eyes from you, the sportsman, and if you're concerned about somebody who is basically stealing from you and the state and the public, report it, and you'll remain completely anonymous. There were 15 cases that the Louisiana Operation Game Thief Board reviewed that included those public tips, and they awarded $6,100 out to the informants. There were a total of 34 bad boys that were apprehended. They received 134 citations in regard to the reviewed cases. Those are, it's kind of like a Wildlife Crime Stopper program. Again, if you're looking for that 24-hour hotline, it's on the back of your hunting and fishing license. 800-442-2511, and you can put some cash in your pocket to buy some bait or shotgun shells. All right, we come back after this. We're going to chat with our plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert, get a recap on his teal season, and get some tips on fishing down in Lower Plaquemines, although today, probably not going to be one of the better days to do it. He's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Your watercraft, you're just going to have to be a little bit careful depending on the seas in Lake Pontchartrain. Watch the wind direction, and if you just kind of hug that shoreline, you'll take you right there to Seabrook. It's not that far of a run, although it seems like it might be, but by boat it's not really that bad. Ryan, we were getting the wind report, but we weren't getting you. What's going on down there?
I'm in Mexico.
Well, no wonder. The wind's blowing
when it's
all
raining,
the way down.
You go to the desert.
Yeah, well, what's happening down in Mexico?
White wing season. We're wrapping up the white wing season. Got a couple of more groups left, and that's it. The ball, they got some birds. Oh, my word.
Yeah, well, you know. It's fun. That's where all the doves go to die, and ducks do too.
Well, they'll be leaving here shortly. As soon as they get a good cold front or big rain, they'll go down to Nicaragua. And the ones that don't make the south turn will end up in Puras, so we'll get a few of them down there as well. Yeah. But, you know, we ended up with a good teal season after all. I mean, we killed almost right at 400 birds, which was shocking to me because they weren't that many birds. And we just stayed on them and got them. The last few days, we really did well.
Yeah, it was a slow start, but finally came around. As far as this little, well, you're not there to look at it, but we've got some very stiff winds, and we've got a little bit of a storm surge going to be coming in. You think this is going to compromise all that beautiful vegetation, the food for the ducks down there?
Just depends on which way the wind's blowing. If it's south, we'll be fine. As long as it's not northeast, you know, northeast, we'll have a storm surge. And the river's at 3.9 right now, and that's the storm surge that's making it jump like that.
Yeah.
So,
well,
you know, kind of push from the river and push out. But there's more duck than I've ever seen in my life. So that's good, because even if they get burnt, the tubers on the bottom is with the heat, so they'll still be there. So we had tons and tons of food either way.
Yeah. Well, you know, the river took a little bit of a jump, too, while you're gone. You broke up a little bit there. I don't know. Yeah, the river, I think, is around 4 right now.
3.9, yeah. 3.9 is good. I think it'll be fine. You know, it's not going to hurt anything. I mean, the river's absolutely gorgeous. Now the fish are starting to come in the river. Fish have been good. Everything you want to catch, but, you know, with this weather, it's going to dampen it up a little bit in a few days, but it's been really good. And the trout are moving in. You know, this is the time they all make the switch. So everything's, that bull bat just got whacked. She's not in good shape.
Yeah, I heard one of your guides got a new boat down there and looking for some trips, huh?
All of us got new boats. Marty's got a boat. Cody's just got a new boat. Todd and Davies, you know, we keep our boats real new. Skeeter really takes care of us well. And, you know, we all drive Skeeters. We got a boat shed just stacked full of Skeeters. You know, it's one of the best boats we can have. And we really love them. And shallow water, deep water, rough water, it don't matter. So.
Yeah, well, you know, y'all encounter all kind of water types, everything from a few inches of water to running in some deep water in the river and some of those deeper bays and all that. So you really need, and sometimes you go offshore and fish the rig. So you need a very versatile boat, and Skeeter sure fits the bill. Man, I can remember when Skeeter was nothing but a bass boat company.
Yep, they came with the first mold for bay boat. They brought it to the thing. It wasn't even a boat yet. It was just the mold. They popped it out, you know, the plug out the mold, and said, once you learn this boat, was just to see what you think about it. That's when bay boats were just starting to come on. I said, I like it. And, boy, since then, they have just really, really changed them up. They're pretty dang nice, to tell you that. They're comfortable. I mean, they innovative. They're going to stay on top of it. But, see, I got Tory fly fishing out of one of them now, you know, instead of having to skip. You know, with the new trolling motors, you know, they got that powerful trolling motor. It's so quiet. You can guide out of that redfish, run into the dang thing. So,
yeah, and got a lot more freeboard.
No more.
Yeah, a lot more freeboard. How long you been with Skeeter? Or have they been with you, I guess? Since when?
Since 1995, when they come up with the first
95, really? Yeah. Tell you what, you could be the perfect spokesman for them. That's for sure. Many boats as you've had come through your place.
Oh, it's been a bunch, huh? It's been good. You're looking at boat shit, it's beautiful. I hear they got 11 or 12 of them lined up there. They all, you know, that's just a pretty thing to see.
Well, poor Martha's chomping at the bit. She was hoping she'd get her first trip in, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen because of the weather. But, hey,
no,
we got a nice stretch coming.
Weather.
No, we got a nice stretch
coming.
Oh, yeah,
this is our time, and we booked up solid. So she's going to have all she wants to be. And people still calling, so, you know, as you stack them on, you know, that's the people lowering the seniority. Let's get more trips. And she's going to get them. Don't worry. That phone ringing nonstop every day.
All right. Now, are you taking calls down in Mexico, or you got your people taking them for you?
No, I take them all the time. You call me, I'm going to
I know you
that.
Do. I know you. I've been with you in all kind of places, and you answer that phone no matter where you are. Give them that number.
It's 504-559-5111. And, yeah, that's what the relationships are all about. People want to talk to me.
Y se habla español, too.
See, that's right.
Have a good time on those doves, and we'll catch up with you when you get back in town.
All right, buddy, we'll do. We'll see you.
All right, there he goes, our plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert. All right, we're just about time to wrap it up, but we got one more segment to go. Stick around with us for it. Got some interesting stuff to tell you about right after this pause on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, first thing, I do not want to forget to say good morning. Tell Carol Ann, listening to us in Kenner. She's been a loyal listener for quite a while, and thank you for getting up with us early on Saturday mornings, Carol Ann. Hope you have a great weekend. Also, I want to remind you, put this on your calendar. We'll be talking about it more between now and then. Saturday, October 25th, Sunday, October 26th, Louisiana Wildfowl Festival, presented by the Louisiana Wildfowl Carvers and Collectors Guild. You're talking about some beautiful art. It's actually become part of our heritage and culture here in Louisiana. It's the 46th annual, going to be at the Castine Center, great location in Mandeville. And we'll be telling you more as we get a little bit closer to it. In fact, they're trying to encourage a lot of kids to continue on with this art. And you are invited to bring your kids, and you can paint your own duck head pin or a butterfly brooch. With wooden cutouts, the pins, the paints, everything's provided at the activity table. That's going to be a special place where you can get a beautiful keepsake, and young art students will be there to assist and instruct you in doing that. All right, I want to remind you, too, about season 15 of Bayou Wild TV continues, and we've got the Louisiana Snake ID is what's running this week. You need to meet the Hood family. It's a family that stays together, they play together, and they catch and raise snakes together. I'm talking about Dad, Mom, and all the kids. We teamed up with them and created a really nice feature. I think you'll find it very interesting. You can find a station and time near you by going to BayouWildTV.com. That's our website. And we also have a YouTube channel. If you want to watch it wherever and whenever you'd like, you can do that too. Again, it's the Hood family, and it's called Louisiana Snake ID. A great little episode. All right, now the assignment I've got for you hunters, or even non-hunters, for next week, I wanted to give you some time to think about this instead of just throwing it out there this morning. But there are some classic hunting quotes, and I've gathered up a little bit of a list of my favorite hunting quotes. Some of these you just hear around the camp. They're colloquialisms. Other ones are pretty profound that have been written by famous authors, and I'll just give you a little bit of sample of what I'm talking about. How many have you heard this one before? Aim small, miss small. How about that? I'm sure you've heard that one before, particularly you deer hunters. And then here's that one you hear around the deer camps and the fire places and the talk at the hunting shows. This one is a classic by a real revered outdoor writer by the name of Aldo Leopold. And here's one of his quotes, and it's one of my favorites too. It says, "The deer hunter habitually watches the next bend. The duck hunter watches the skyline. The bird hunter watches their dog. And the non-hunter does not watch." Oh, what a classic. Also got some comments from another famous author, Colonel Tom Kelly. If you're a turkey hunter and you haven't written the 10th Legion, go out and buy it today. You need to read it. And also the old man and the boy, there's some classics there. But anyway, just the ones that you and your hunting buddies say and you've heard them say or got tired of hearing, jot them down and then text them to me next week. Our text number is 504-260-1870 and share them with our listening audience. I'll try to accumulate some more, and I'm sure I'll be getting some more in between now and next week's show. So tune us in. We'll be back to do this again. We do it each and every Saturday morning. 5 a.m. is when we start. We call it dark and early, and we stay on for 2 hours. Fishing reports, information that comes along we think you need to be passed along, weather information, the stuff you need before you headed out to the deer stand or the duck blind or the fishing spot. And you get it right here on a local station. We've got a flagship station, and then we've got several affiliates all across the coast. You can find a list of them at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. And if you want to just stream us, you can do that. Go to my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, and click on the live stream, and poof, there we are, and there you are. All right, that's going to wrap it up. I want to thank Andrew Pearson, our new engineer, who is getting us through these 2 hours, pushing all the right buttons at all the right times so you get a smooth and coherent program, we hope. And we'll be back again to do this next week, so please tune us in. In the meantime, get out there and make some memories, get some fishing and hunting trips in, and then share it with the audience that we have here each and every Saturday morning. It's like meeting up at the camp every Saturday morning or talking around the fire pit. It's what we do right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.